Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Okay, I don't know about all of you, but I love going to the local fair and all of the different animal events, and I love to see all the little critters. But I also like to see the fun critters, and one of those fun critters has to be pigs. That's right, little piggies. Although, as most of us know, little piggies become very big piggies, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about here in this next segment. I'm fortunate to have an expert on pigs with us, Jerry Meltzer from SCAMP. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now, I want to explain to our listeners, and rather than me doing it, I thought we'd have you, the expert, doing. What is a pot-bellied pig?
It's a miniature pig that is not as big as the farm hogs that get 800 to 1,000 pounds. They can get to about 150 lean and up to 200 if they're loved too much or too many treats.
I love that. So why do people get pot-bellied pigs as pets?
Why not?
That's they're, true.
They're just like a dog. They can be trained. They can be potty trained. They can walk on a leash. They can do tricks. So they're very lovable.
What do they eat?
They should eat fruits and vegetables and pig chow. They should always be on a good pig chow from the local feed store. And more or less, more vegetables than fruit, but they can have fruit as a treat.
Let's put this one to rest because I've had a couple of people now emailing, tweeting, saying, oh, I so want to get a teacup. I so want to get a micro mini pig. Let's put that to rest. Are there things called teacup or micro mini pigs?
There are breeders out there that claim, and I use the word claim, that they can breed a pig smaller than a normal potbelly pig. That would be about 40 pounds or 60 to 80 pounds. I have yet to see that. All pigs grow up to be a good 100 to 150 pounds. So, no, there is no such thing that I know of as a teacup or micro mini pig.
Right. So, and when you see that, the way that they're doing that is probably not a healthy way if they're showing you a pig that looks that way.
No, they're either inbred so badly or their organs are not fully developed. It's a sad situation. They don't live long. They have a lot of health problems. So if there is such thing as a, quote, teacup or micro mini, it has been inbred and it more than likely will not live very long.
One of the things that we get questions about all different types of pets is where can I get one? Where's the best place? What things I should know about in terms of who I'm getting one from? I've got to imagine the same issues come up when you're thinking about adopting a pig.
Yes, the same issues. Again, where I can get one, I would recommend anybody, please do their homework. There is so much education and information online. You want to be careful of the people advertising the micro minis or the teacups. You can go to the local shelter sometimes. You can go through word of mouth. You can go through our organization, SCAMP. .com and find out where you can get one.
I love it. And you guys have a lot of great information and tips up there from pet care to what pigs need, enrichment, all of those different things. Again, folks, if you're thinking about adopting a pig or if you've already adopted a pig and you're looking for a great source of information, I can't recommend them enough. Again, that is scamp.com, which is S-C-A-M-P-P. So two P's there, scamp.com. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert.
Folks, we'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these quick messages.
Life is Perfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the Pawtographer. The Pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Perfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Perfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.